It's Wednesday, April 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake in Southland, New Zealand hit at 10:52 a.m. on Monday, reports the Daily Mail. Residents in Dunedin, Queenstown, and Invercargill were among thousands of Kiwis to report rattling. Roughly half of all U.S. workers stand to earn more in unemployment benefits than they did at their jobs before the coronavirus pandemic shut down swaths of the U.S. economy, a result of government relief that employers say is complicating plans to reopen businesses, reports the Wall Street Journal. The package of coronavirus stimulus laws Congress passed and President Trump signed in March include a $600 boost to weekly unemployment benefits through July 31st. As that support is added to state benefits over the coming weeks, the average weekly payment to a laid-off worker should rise to about $978 from the nearly $378 the Labor Department said was paid on average late last year. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has threatened to take legal action against state officials who violate people's civil rights by taking draconian measures to enforce stay-at-home orders, reports the Christian Post. On Monday, Barr sent a two-page memo to federal prosecutors asking them to consider legal action against state and local governments that infringe upon citizens' civil liberties. In addition, he cautioned that even in, quote, times of emergency, the First Amendment and federal law prohibit discrimination against religious institutions and religious believers, end quote. Last week, Pastor Tony Spell of Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was placed on house arrest and fitted for a tracking device after refusing to suspend in-person worship services during the coronavirus pandemic, reports FaithWire.com. In March, Pastor Spell discussed his convictions on Dr. Phil's show.
We feel that we are as an essential part of our community as the retail stores. It is in persecution of the faith for us to be asked to close our doors whenever more people are being contacted in those Targets and Walmarts than are in my service. We reach out, we minister to people, we feed people. We're the last stable institution in this community today, I guarantee you that. We want to have the ability to exercise our First Amendment rights, our freedoms that we hold dear, that Congress can pass no laws prohibiting or forbidding us to gather and assemble. That is in conviction of ours. We don't force anybody to come to our service.